Feeling run down, restless, or like your body just won't switch off? Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers features 7 forms of bioavailable magnesium to support sleep, recovery, and your body's stress response. And now there's Magnesium Breakthrough Advanced 10, their most complete formula yet, featuring 10 bioavailable forms of magnesium, plus active vitamin B6 and ionic trace materials to support uptake. Head to bioptimizers.com and use code MFM for 15% off your order. That's bioptimizers.com. Code MFM.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Jen shocked me in our post-show meeting yesterday. I have to understand something about Jen. Jen loves where she lives in the part of town she lives in, here in Atlanta.
That's funny. I do.
I was knocked over yesterday. Knocked over yesterday in our post-show meeting.
Because she doesn't just love it, but she's a neighborhood snob.
I'm not a neighborhood snob.
Yes, you are.
There's not an elitism to where she lives, but there's a very unique part of Atlanta that she lives in. And the people in this neighborhood take a lot of pride in it.
Yeah, well, I live in a in-town neighborhood, you know, near downtown, whatever, and it's eclectic, and I really like it. I can walk out my back door and walk to my yoga class. I can walk to my, like, 2 favorite restaurants and watering holes, and I can even, you know, walk to a couple of my friends' houses and that kind of thing, and that's what I really like about in-town neighborhoods is that I feel like they're more walkable in Atlanta than they are than in the burbs, because I feel like in the suburbs, typically you got to get in your car to go like just about anywhere. And Atlanta's not a great city for public transportation either. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure of the city has not made it convenient to take trains anywhere and that kind of thing. You know, my brother lives in New York City. He doesn't own a car. He doesn't have to. He takes trains everywhere or walks everywhere. And I just really like that concept. And to me, it makes it feel more of like a community mm-hmm. when you live in a neighborhood where people are out walking around a lot more. So that's really my favorite thing about it. I feel like it's eclectic and unique. There's unique restaurants and shops and things there. And they're not all generic, you know, because sometimes I feel like in any suburban area, anywhere in the country, it doesn't matter if you plop yourself in the middle of Arizona or Kentucky or Tennessee or Georgia. If you're in a suburb, you can see basically all the same things. It's like a Home Depot, a Target, a Walmart, you know, an Office Depot, a PetSmart.
She's trying to be all
that
sweet,
kind of thing,
but
right?
You are.
She's
you do
more
have
edge.
I don't love the generic part of the burbs.
Do
I don't
feel
love it.
Smarter? Do you feel smarter
no.
being where you are as opposed to
not
suburban?
Smarter. It's what I prefer to be around. It's what I like.
I don't think it's a question of smarter. It's just
it's
I understand
smarter,
where you're coming from.
It's not
from.
A condescending thing at all. I just like the in-town feel. You know, I like going to a new restaurant that's open that people don't know about yet, or like I like going and getting to know the chef of a place and making it like my regular place that I like to go. It's
you
not,
can do that at Applebee's.
It's just,
I mean, as
I
long
just,
as you know what a shift
like,
is.
I just like that. I think that there's like some really unique like culture about that.
But that may be all going away.
Yeah, it is gonna go away for a short time because my fiance lives in the burbs.
He didn't say short time yesterday.
Yeah, it's gonna be for a short time.
You think you're gonna move out and then you're
Save
gonna
it.
Move back in?
Bert, make a note right now, 9:48.
Okay.
Here, get a pen and have.
Funny. We've talked about this extensively.
And have Josh save this audio somewhere where you can look at it.
Because it's like a before and after
difficult.
Pictures.
Y'all are like my siblings. I want to go in my own room and shut my door right now. but yeah, my fiance does live in the burbs. Not really super far out of the city, but definitely much further out than I do. And but he owns his home, and I don't own my space. That I live in a loft. And I rent it. And so when we get married, we're going to live in his house for a short time until we can afford to buy something else. But with the economy the way it is and the recession and the housing market, whatever, it would just be a stupid, stupid financial decision to sell his house at this time.
What is your biggest fear of living in the suburbs?
That
I'm going to be driving 30 minutes to see my friends every night of the weekend. No, I'm just kidding. It's not a fear of living in the burbs. It's not that actually at all. Like, if we were buying a house together when we get married, I wouldn't be opposed to the burbs. I was talking to producer Tracy about Marietta and Marietta Square and like how that's got that whole thing. Like, and even places in Roswell have like that mm-hmm. like community feel where you can walk out of your house, walk a few blocks down the street mm-hmm. and you can be at local restaurants, independently owned, cool things, whatever. And it has that same kind of community feel. So to me, like if we were buying a house together, it'd probably be most affordable to buy it in the burbs, but to buy it somewhere that had that same local neighborhood community feel. So my biggest issue is really that I'm moving into his house, and it's not our house together. It's his house that he's lived in, you know, as a single guy for a while.
Would you feel the same way if he was downtown moving into his house? If it was economically more responsible to move into his house somewhere downtown, would you feel the same way as you do moving into the burbs?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a relationship space. Like, I want us to start our life together and have our home together that we pick out together and we decorate together and everything else. Like, now I'll be moving into his home that's like decorate. It's like a dude house. Mm-hmm. Everything is beige.
A lot of black lacquer.
Everything is beige. There is nothing on the walls.
No pictures.
Like it's a dude house.
Yeah.
Pornography scattered all over the place.
What is wrong with you?
No, not that at all. But it's just, you know, it's moving to his house. So I'm going to feel like for at least the first while that we live in his house. So I've already asked if I can like paint and rearrange everything and move in my furniture and try to make it feel like us, because it's just a really, really stupid financial decision to try to put his house on the market. What's it would always be a completely emotional decision to make.
What's always been my analogy about this? What's that board game where you try to take over the other person's
risk.
Part
risk.
Of risk? This is what is happening to you right now. Risk is a board game where you both start with equal amount of countries, right? And your job and your opponent's job is to take over the world,
it's
right?
Global domination.
Global domination. What is going on in the house right now is basically a game of risk. Like, you are moving in, and right now all you have is one itty-bitty little country, right? Let's say.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not moving in until we get married.
Okay. So let's just say you have Spain, right, which is your master bedroom. Eventually, your influence will take over the halls and the bathroom and the kitchen and downstairs until he's forced out of his house into his own little guy spot in the basement
but
somewhere.
I get what she's saying, though, about shared space. Like, Katie and I, when we had discussions when we were moving in together, even with furniture, like some of the furniture had to be brand new, you know.
Yeah. Well, definitely going to happen.
The bed had to be brand new. Like, how long have you had this bed? How long have I had my bed? Yeah, we're getting a new bed.
Are you going to ask for a new bed?
Oh,
in the master?
We already have discussed that before. Yeah, we have gone into that discussion. He's like, well, I haven't asked you what went on in your bed before I was ever in there. So he's fighting.
Well, start off fresh. He could probably just see the wear and tear.
Oh my god.
I flip it over, you know.
Gotcha.
So you think it's more a question of it just being your own space together rather than you just being fearful that you're turning into like a suburban person?
No, I honestly don't mind the suburban thing as long as it's got like its own unique neighborhood feel. I want to feel like I live in a community. I want to feel like I live in a neighborhood. I don't want to feel like I live next to a Home Depot and a Walmart and a Target that could be anywhere generic America.
I do think there's a misconception about Atlanta, about how all the small towns around Atlanta, they all have historic areas. And they're all
totally
outside of the perimeter. They all have downtown areas that are exactly what you're talking about.
For our Nashville audience, the perimeter runs around Atlanta and it sort of separates the downtown area from the suburban area. And, I mean, there are some people here that live outside the perimeter that have never gone inside and vice versa.
Nashville understands that. They have a perimeter, and they've got outside and inside, too. So
really?
It's the same similar
thing.
I would like to take you to a Longhorn for a little meet and greet with the neighborhood. And on Tuesday nights, if you get there before 6, they do a little half-off special, and we get a bunch of appetizers.
That blooming onion.
Yep, and everybody has two beers, and it gets pretty crazy. But if you can stay up until 8, I would love to have you.
Hey, The Burt Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Don't. Please don't tail this guy. I know it's easier. He sounds sure. But listen, you don't want to chase another guy's picks, man. You should see the way he dresses. It's all a monthly subscription where he gets his clothes chosen for him. That's the guy you want to make the pick after? No. The pick should be yours. Do something you actually believe in, and if you're on Underdog and you lock in, you can let him chase your tail. Now you're a dog. Underdog. Make your pick. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.